We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Living in America. Living in America. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. Presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. All right, I don't want to waste any time. I want to get to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Talk to our friend, the Smoke, Real Smoking Al, Al Koken. Smoke, thank you for taking time with us, man. How are you doing? Kind of gotten a couple days to come down from that Game 6 OT loss.
Well, JP, anytime I can hear a little Godfather of Soul, James Brown, it always helps my day out. By the way, did you know that was the James Brown in 1967 at Kiel Auditorium was the very first concert I ever saw in my life.
That is incredible. What's the arena back in St. Louis?
Talk about starting on the highest note.
Yeah. How many people were there?
Okay. It was jam-packed. There's a long, long story that kind of comes out of this about a couple of my friends and I, knucklehead little kids, actually got press passes, and then when we showed up to claim the press passes, the people realized we were basically scamming them and shoot us away. But we did find a way to get backstage at one point and introduce ourselves to the producer. It was the radio station in St. Louis, Katz, KATZ, the soul station in St. Louis, and the program director, when he saw us, he just started laughing and said, "All right, boys, come on back." And we were this close to beating James. He came in. He was running 45 minutes late, came in with two beautiful women on his arm. He's obviously, and because I'd never seen him in person, he's right. Much shorter than I thought he was. But there he was, and we got the chance to hang around for a little bit. We met Maceo, his band leader, because, as I said, Robert BQ was kind of laughing at that three little kids. Three ninth graders could have scammed him into giving us press passes. So it was an interesting day all around. But the concert, my God, to see him doing Please, Please, Please and walking him off stage, I'll never forget it. The day I died.
I believe it. I imagine I got goosebumps hearing about it. Now let's get to something not nearly as fun.
Yeah. yeah, exactly.
What was the vibe like? Let's start with Game 6 specifically. What was the vibe like in Cap One Arena when that game went to overtime?
Tense. You know, I'm almost as if, you know, there was the delirium of TJ Oshie tying the game up, and then there was that reality of, oh, we're still not done yet. So I think there was I was optimistic. I thought, come on, you know, Florida got the momentum when they tied it late in game four. So I thought, okay, so the Caps can use that same momentum their way. But I do believe there was that kind of mixed vibe about, yeah, it's great that we still have a chance. But, you know, unfortunately, I think and the sad reality is we all know that the Capitals gave this series away. I don't want to take anything away from the talent of the Florida Panthers, but I think of all these series, JP, that we've seen lately since, you know, 2018, every one of them kind of had a theme or an understanding or, you know, okay, they were in the bubble, or last year, you know, significant amount of guys were hurt coming in. You know, I mean, you can, I'm not saying excuse it, but you could probably get a better explanation than you could ever figure out for this series, because it was flat out given away. We should be talking about how do they match up against the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's as simple as that. They had to win game three. I'm sorry, they had to win game four, and they had to win game five, and they dominated game five to the point where you're just astounded, because I cannot remember a single game. The Capitals have blown series leads before, but I've never seen a game where they were in that much control and gave it away so rapidly. And that's what I think is inexcusable.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what was worse, if it was game four or game five, but we had Alan May on with us last week, and he said it's got to be game five because it was just a mental lapse. Yeah. You barfed all over your pants. You know what I mean? And
yeah. They could not have been playing better. It's one thing to say, hey, we've got a 3-0 lead, but, you know, our goaltenders bailed us out, or, you know, they were dominating. They literally had every reason to just, you know, if they said, if we just duplicate this for the next period and a half, we're leading this series. And instead, for whatever reason, and it was the veterans, JP, you know, you can,
right,
you can fault Connor McMichael on the turnover that led to the overtime goal in game four. Okay. But these were the veterans. This was, you know, TJ Oshie trying to dangle his way through three guys. This was John Carlson trying to pinch in on a bouncy puck. This was, Dmitry Orlov caught in the wrong position. You know, just on and on and on.
Yep.
And that's what I think is to the players, because you can see it in the post-game press conference after game six, how to a man they all say we gave it away. And I think that's what has got to just chap everybody the most.
It really is. And so I'm trying not to harp too much, because if you just look at how that series fell apart, you lose the last three in just unbelievably heartbreaking fashion in different ways. Let's look ahead, right? Because I said this earlier, and yeah, I'm curious if you agree with me. The Commanders made their offseason completely about getting a new quarterback. And they told everybody that's what they were doing. They set out and they did it. We'll find out if the guy's any good or if he's a head case or whatever, but they did it. I almost think the Caps have to start with, we will find a stud goalie. That's the top of the list. Because Sammy didn't play bad this series. No way am I blaming him for the loss. Yeah. But it's still like, yeah, you don't trust that dude.
And I think Brian McClellan kind of said that in many regards yesterday. You know, both Vitek Vanacek and Samsonov are restricted free agents, which means, you know, the Capitals don't have all the power over them, but it's difficult to get the kind of, you know, a contract that you would get if you were an unrestricted free agent. Let's put it that way.
Gotcha.
So they've got a decision to make. But he said yesterday that, you know, a top priority is to go out and get a veteran goaltender, and whether that's through free agency, whether that's through a trade. So right off the bat, they're telling you pretty much one of you guys ain't coming back, because we're going to go, as you said, what the Commanders did. We're going to go get a veteran netminder. Now, then you got to make the decision. Who's got the bigger upside? Who do you feel most confident with? I think Samsonov did himself a lot of favors, as you point out, by playing well in that series. I do think one of the things, though, that, you know, that still kind of sticks out is, even though other players didn't really do their job, that goal that he gave, that second goal he gave up in game six to Giroux, right through the pads off a slapper coming on the wing, is a save you got to make. It's a save that if you're, you know, I said this on the air, when we watch games, you know, we're charting plays. Well, that was a great save. If he made the save there, you wouldn't have even charted that. You wouldn't have even said, ooh, that's a good save. It looked like a routine save, but to get beaten between the pads like that, yeah, by a guy who's a potential Hall of Famer, sure, but I just didn't like that call. So there's always something that you look at and say, man, can we ever trust either one of these guys to the degree that we have to if we're going to commit to a contract? So, yeah, it does sound like goaltender, and a veteran goaltender, that has become a major priority in this offseason.
It's got to be. We're talking with our friend Al Kokin from NBC Sports Washington here on the BetQL Guest Line. Make sure you give Al a follow on Twitter, @RealSmokinAl, often imitated, never duplicated.
Yeah.
What else?
And very quickly, JP, one other thing, though, when you kind of talk about this offseason, you know,
sure.
One of the other kind of sad realities to all this, too, is, you know, when we talk about the age of this team, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's true in most sports, and I think you can really point it out, too, in hockey, that at some point, to get good, you've got to be real bad. I mean, just look at the team they just lost to. You know, like within a span of, I think it was 3 or 4 years, like beginning of, I want to say like in 2011, Jonathan Huberdeau was the third overall pick in the draft. Either the next year or the year after, Alexander Barkov is the second pick in the draft. And then the year after that, Aaron Ekblad is the number one pick over the draft. You know, so there's where Florida got their foundation.
Yeah.
In 2004, and then in 2006, it's Ovechkin, then Backstrom, and there's where the Capitals got their foundation. Well, other teams, including Carolina, including Toronto, including the New York Rangers, with back-to-back tie 1 and 2 picks. You know, these are teams now that are on the rise because they got the young talent, and there's only so much you can do drafting in the 20s. I think it's amazing that the Capitals have stayed in playoff contention and in the playoffs year after year after year when you're drafting that late. So it's a testament to Brian McClellan and his staff and things like that. But that's also the sad reality. You know, at some point, the teams that are relevant now had a stink for a while. And this has been something that the Capitals have avoided. And going forward, you kind of start to wonder at what point do you have to start thinking about, looking in a different direction the way they did back in 2004 when they blew it up and were lucky enough to get Alexander Ovechkin out of it.
Yeah, so the flip side of that, though, and tell me if I'm wrong, is you have Ovi, and he's still playing at an elite level, and I don't think it's fair to him to make him be part of a rebuild, and how long can you kind of keep trying to scrape this together? Because I did Backstrom kind of admit that he doesn't know that his hip will ever be all the way back. Like, they, against the Panthers, particularly, I thought, as the series wore on, they always were ready to go in the first period, but the Panthers were just faster in the second and third periods of those last three games.
Yeah.
And some of that's got to be age, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about. Yeah. I mean, and that was, I think, of all the things that was said at yesterday's going away day, the words of Nick Baxter were the most chilling. From a human standpoint, just to keep thinking about, somebody with hip troubles for the rest of their lives because they, you know, gave it all for the glory on the ice. It's a realization of what the price these athletes pay, but that was scary to hear him say. He doesn't know what's next. He doesn't know how they're going to approach this. This was, he was very late in getting into the season because ostensibly it was healing the hip from the operation in the off season. Well, if that didn't work, what's next? And how do you then prepare for the upcoming season? You know, we've seen athletes, you know it better than anybody, JP. You've seen football players who go through an off season of rehab, but that doesn't mean they're then ready to play football.
Right.
Because then the next off season is getting them back into football condition. This is what you would hope for Nick Baxton, that this was going to be, this offseason was rehab, and next offseason is get back to hockey. I don't know if he can do that now because it sounds like this could be another offseason of rehab, and that's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is. Talking with Al Kokin, NBC Sports Washington, make sure you give him a follow at Real Smokin' Al. So what do they do? I don't believe they're going to kind of blow this thing up. I could be wrong. I'm not plugged in like you are, but I don't see them doing that to Ovi. I really don't.
As a fan, I wouldn't want them to. When I brought that up, I wasn't suggesting they were going to do that.
Right.
I was just suggesting at some point, you know, the reality of it is there's only so much around the margins you can do.
Totally.
And it's a lot in any sport.
Yeah. I wonder what, if any, marginal work they can do, or is there a free agent, or is there somebody they could bring in that could maybe like what Oshie gave him when he got traded here from your boys, I believe.
Yeah.
Like what he was able to provide immediately. Like, is there a move out there like that that could maybe reignite this team to a division winner and just winning the damn playoff series again?
The one thing that I can say is a positive in this regard is, for the first time in quite some time that I can remember, Brian McClellan doesn't have to worry about re-signing a high-profile free agent. You know, Obi last year, back in the year before, T.J. Oshie a couple of years before that, Carlson. All those guys are under contract. As I said, the only decision they've really got to make is with two restricted free agent goaltenders to pick one and or move away from them both. So there's going to be some money to be spent on free agency that usually isn't there when it's usually committed. Like this past off season, you know, you're making a commitment to Alexander Ovechkin, justifiably so. So they're, you know, depending on what else they do, there could be between $10 and $12 million available to pursue things. Now, obviously, it sounds like some of that, or if not a significant portion of that, is going to go towards a goaltender, but that still gives you an opportunity to, go out there and be a little more aggressive in the free agent market than you probably have been in the past years because of budget. So there could be things that could be done. And then the other decision that's got to be made too, and this is, you know, when you have a veteran coach, at some point, Connor McMichael is going to have to get a regular ship. You know, how far is Hendricks LaPierre away from being it? How close is a couple of the kids we saw earlier in the year because of the injuries like right. Lexi Protas and Brett Leese and things like that? So at some point, you know, actually Anson Fialbi needs a sweater on a regular basis. You know, and I think that's going to happen next year. You know, a lot depends on the recovery of Carl Hagelin. But you got to get younger and you got to get faster. And some of those guys can help you do that, but that also requires them to be ready and to gain the trust of the coaching staff too. It's a two-way street.
Well, sadly, it's a long offseason now for them to figure all this stuff out. I know very little about his hockey game, but I know that Hendricks LaPierre is an elite name, and I hope he pops up as a big star just because that's a cool name.
I got to say, he's of the kind of the talent pool that's out there. His skill set is the one that's kind of most tantalizing and, ironically, the closest to a guy like Nick Baxton.
Okay, they could use that. Smoke, before I let you go, you got to tell everybody about the golf tournament coming up, the Norbeck Charity Classic. I think you're raising a bunch of money for Locker and his wife's foundation, right?
Yes. Yeah, I appreciate that. It's the third annual Norbeck Charity Classic out at Norbeck Country Club. There's two charities that benefit from them, and one of them is the Lachlan Family Foundation that fights rare women's cancers. So a significant amount of money is going to go to that charity. It's $100. If you go to Norbeck, NORBECCC, NorbeckCC.com, you find a way to register. There's going to be both lunch and dinner. And then you've got a chance to win $10,000. There's also going to be we can't really say the word, but for football's biggest game, a fan package for that includes tickets to the big game.
Awesome.
And so much more. Norbeck's always in great shape. So please, NorbeckCC.com. We'd love to see everybody out there. It's going to be a great afternoon. And the Lachlan Family Foundation is beneficiary of it.
Dude, is this the tournament?
It's June 24th, by the way. Yeah, I should have mentioned the actual date.
Yeah, the date June always 24th, helps.
And it's a Friday, so it's not one of these Monday tournaments. It's a Friday, which means it's a great way to kick off your weekend with a great day of golf and charity.
If I had to guess, Smoke, are beers included?
Yes. Come on. Would I be associated with a tournament that doesn't have that?
So is this a new iteration? I've been to a big Caps tournament at Norbeck. I played in it a couple times. I want to say it was, help me with the guy's name, Lou. I'm blanking on his last name.
Lou Strebler. The great Lou Strebler, yes.
Is this similar to that?
For his miracle. Well, because it's that Lou's tournament is the miracle for Melanie, for his late wife, and for pancreatic cancer.
Yep.
So you know the course. You know how much fun the course is, how great the condition of the course is.
It's that
layout, but yeah.
And it's how much those people know how to throw a very, very fun golf tournament. Not slow, absolutely, not long, but like fun. Fun is the priority. I might see what I can do on Friday, June 24th, Smoke. We'll see.
JP, you have my invitation. Come on out. I appreciate you letting me promote this because it's, a great event for a great cause. And this is the course is fun, and the whole day is going to be a lot of laughs as well.
I bet. Well, we'll circle back as it gets closer and do it again. But thank you, Al. We'll see. Well, who do you like? It's hard to pick anybody but the Avalanche, right?
Yeah, although they're going against a team that, and again, I'm not saying this because they were my original team, but as I've watched these guys during the course of the regular season, I've been saying to people, there's something about the St. Louis Blues team. They've got a big defense. If their goaltender is right, which he looks like he's back to being right, they've got a variety of different ways they can score. I think they're going to give the Avalanche a tougher time. I do agree with you. The Avalanche are the team to beat without question. But I think they would have preferred somebody other than the St. Louis Blues in this next run.
Here's what I want. I'm the winner of the Battle of Alberta is who I want to win the whole damn thing. Give me a Canadian team holding up the cup, man.
That would be nice. And I tell you what, the Battle of Florida is not going to be for the faint of heart either.
No.
That's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
That should be a fun one to watch, for sure.
Yeah. So if you like kind of nasty hockey, the Battle of Alberta and the Battle of Florida is going to bring it for you.
Smoke, thank you for the time as always, man. Appreciate you.
JP, always a pleasure. Good talking with you.
All right. That is Al Kokin. Give him a follow at Real Smoke and Al. We will be right back wrapping up Caps. Plus, Barry's for Luga joins us at 1 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How much do you think a Michelob Ultra is going to cost you at this golf tournament?
It's got to be a reasonable price, would be like $8.
A reasonable, I'm getting gouged, but right. Whatever. I think I could handle 11.
Yeah, like 12.
11 or 12 bucks for a Michelob Ultra.
$18
for a Michelob Ultra.
Oh. By the way, I looked up Tulsa cost of living. Now, I don't know what this means, but 83.2 is Tulsa's cost of living. So I Googled D.C. for comparison, 152.1. And New York is 187.2. I don't know what those numbers mean, but as you can see, D.C. is significantly higher than Tulsa.
I mean, so whatever the metric is, Tulsa's about half of Washington.
Yeah.
Cost of living is an interesting metric to try to look up.
So 100 would be average. Okay. So Tulsa's below average.
Yeah, I'm looking at a list here that is.
So I'm getting the median rent a month.
Yeah.
$700.
In Tulsa?
In Tulsa.
What's the median rent here in Washington? $2,500? Gotta be, right? Like these apartments right here across the street. That you ain't getting one of those that doesn't start with a two a month. So Tulsa's affordable, but this golf beer at the golf tournament is not. I don't understand this, though. Have you ever had Kona Big Wave Golden Ale? It's pretty good. It's like a, kind of tastes like a Budweiser. Like it's just a generic Pilsner domestic beer.
Talking about Kona Big Wave Golden Ale is actually what led us to this story this morning.
You can get that for $15. Assuming it's the same size as the Michelob Ultra and the Stella, 100% go that direction.
Of course.
Save $4 a pop. Now, who are the maniacs out there that would pay $19 for a Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer? What does organic seltzer even mean? Like, the very nature of it is processed. Like, it's like an invented drink. You tell me a carrot is organic, fine, I get it. Like, oh, you know, this chicken was raised organic, cool. How can you have organic seltzer? It doesn't even make sense. Now, here's the direction I would go. Cocktails are $15. If I'm looking at the sign, right, it says cocktails, $15. Just go skip the super a Michelob Ultra is $18 and a cocktail's $15. Tito's soda all day. Tip the bartender a little bit. See if you get a heavy pour on the second one.
Oklahoma, weird place. Cocktails cheaper than beer.
At every restaurant you go to, wine is more expensive than beer.
Absolutely. 100%.
Wine at this golf tournament is $13 and a Michelob Ultra is $18. That doesn't make it. Just drink a bunch of Sauvignon Blanc. It's probably going to be hot. I bet it's hot in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I find these prices just bizarre. Like, somebody replied on Twitter, isn't a house like $19 in Tulsa? That's what you got to pay to get a Michelob Ultra?
Yeah, $13 and you're pretty much good.
You have a single $20 bill. What are you getting?
I mean, you can only get one thing. There's not even any way that you can work it and get more than one thing here. I guess I'd go cocktail. I mean, you'd go signature cocktail. Or maybe a souvenir cocktail. That's $19. I don't know what that is, but I'd take it.
If a souvenir cocktail's $19, how is a signature souvenir cocktail also $19? I kind of think the person that came up with these pricing was drunk. Because it's not only gouging, it's also just weird.
And they don't make any sense. Souvenir cocktail's got to be one of those ones that comes in like the fancy cup that you get to keep, right?
Or like a goofy straw with circles in it or something?
The gigantic drink that you walk around and everybody sees you drinking.
Why on earth is a Stella $4 more than a Kona? And why is a Stella $4 more than a cocktail? Right? Doesn't make any sense. You know who we got to ask? I wonder if he's going out there. We got to ask for Luga about this. And I'm going to text Tress and try to get him on the phone and explain to me alcohol pricing in Oklahoma. Maybe there's like some old school rule that, you know, some antiquated Bible Belt rule that beer has to be expensive, so slow consumption. I doubt it.
But yeah, there could be like a minimum price situation going on or like extensive taxes or something.
I doubt it. Oklahoma's not exactly known for regulation, I don't think. People are calling. Somebody wants to say I'm an idiot. We'll take your call. You get to say I'm an idiot. Coming right back. 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. All right, the topic at hand is the absurd cost of booze at the PGA Championship at Southern Hills Golf Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I looked something up. If you make 50 grand in D.C., that's like making 32 grand in Tulsa. So the pricing is pretty wild considering it's $19 for a Stella Artois and $18 for a Michelob Ultra. People are on the phones and want to say I'm an idiot. Let's start. All right, Connor, what do you got?
Hey, JP, to be fair, I didn't say you're an idiot. I said you're being an idiot, so slight difference.
I appreciate that.
No, it's a size thing. So they're not going to haul a kegerator system out there with air to do draft beer. So they're selling bottled beers. So nobody splits a beer in half. So you're talking 10, 12-ounce beer. With the wine, they're selling a 6-ounce pour, maybe even a 4, because it's a concert event, because it's an event. Cocktails, you're probably looking at the same thing. It's about a 1/2 ounce of liquor to 4.5 to 5 ounces of whatever they're adding to it to make it a cocktail.
So I understand the sizes on the cocktails and the wine. You're telling me the Michelob Ultra is a 12? Because I'm looking at a picture. It doesn't look like a particularly big one. So you think it's a bigger beer than a normal 12-ounce?
It's a one-time use. It's because they're only getting one beer out of each bottle. They're getting 5 and 6 glasses of wine and God knows how many, cocktails out of a bottle.
I get all that. Like, I'm aware of the premise of how beer works. I promise you that. But I don't understand your point that you think it's reasonable price gouging because they only have to sell the beers as individual units?
Oh, I don't think the gouging's reasonable at all. I think they've got a trap market, so they're taking advantage of it. But that's the logic behind it. That's why the price of the beer is double what we would expect. But the price of cocktails is right about what you would expect. It's just because of the size. What they're selling you at in Oklahoma is going to be smaller for the wine and the cocktail than what they're selling you at Augusta.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. At Augusta, you can't get cocktails. I know that. And I think it's just beer and wine. I don't even know if there's wine. I've never had wine there, I don't believe. But did that make any sense, Landfill? The only thing I can see making sense is if a $19 beer is actually a 24-ounce beer, which they do. I've seen that at NFL games. I think they do that at Wiz and Caps games. Like, I feel like that's pretty standard. It's like everything in our world where they try to just give you a really big size of it and tell you you're getting all this value when, in fact, you're just getting more than you want, and I'd rather have less.
$19 would make sense if it was a 40. Even if it's 24 ounces, 19 is just way too much money. Way too much for 24 ounces of beer.
That's a lot, dude. I mean, what is a beer at FedEx? When you were there the other night, Jeff, how much were you paying for beers at FedEx Field? Because you were getting 24 ounces, right?
Yeah, them beers was like, what, $16, $17?
For a 24-ouncer, though, right?
Yeah.
So that's basically two beers. So the beers cost you like $8, which is kind of reasonable, I would say. Shane is in D.C. and wants to talk about moonshine. I don't really know how relevant this is, but what the hell? What's up, Shane?
Hey, first of all, it wasn't about moonshine. I was just telling you right now, JP, this is crazy, all these prices of alcohol right now. Here's the thing. I went out last night, and me and my girl, she got a wine, and her wine was more expensive than I got an old fashioned. One of the best drinks that you can drink, and it was friggin' more expensive than my old fashioned. Another thing, they say everything's organic. If they want something organic, what I was saying is I'll bring some organic moonshine down to y'all station, and I'll show y'all right. Everybody's drinking all this seltzer water now. Where's all the real men at? Everybody's drinking all these foo-foo drinks. You know what I'm saying? Who's going to pay $20 for a Michelob Ultra, first of all? If you do, you're stupid. That's the worst beer you can drink. $20 for a Michelob, now if it's an IPA, something that's a beer that's got good taste, then yeah, but $20 for a Michelob Ultra, they're high. They're high.
Thank you, Shane.
You can get higher than that. You can go down to D.C. and get some THC cheaper than you can buy a Michelob Ultra.
Thank you, dude. Shane has some good counter proposals. I say that. Moonshine and THC. Yeah. Save your $20. I'm hoping, assuming these are at least like 18 ounces, because that seems like a lot of cash. A lot of cash for a Michelob Ultra. No disrespect to Michelob Ultra, but it is a pretty light beer. People are up in arms about this, I think. So Ricky says, my only guess is that because it's a major, they want to keep the amount consumed by fans low. Beer drinkers, by and large, are the ones who get trashed. I love mixed drinks. I don't want to slam five of them at a golf tournament. I drink 30 beers. I don't think they're doing anything low. Like, I don't think they have the prices high for the beers to keep people from drinking them. I think they have the prices high for beers because they know people will still drink them and they can just make a lot more money. If it's a 24-ounce beer, and we're going to have to, we're going to need some people to go to this tournament and find some stuff out. If it's a 24-ounce beer, that's not bad. It sounds bad when you just see the sign that says, you know, Stella Artois, $19. But if you're getting 24 beers, I think that's totally reasonable. But if it's 12-ounce, even if it's like a 16-ounce, if it's a tall boy, man, that's a lot of cash. I do love seeing these Tiger videos out at PGA. As for people drinking seltzer and real men and blah, 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 I like a seltzer here and there, man. They're a lot lighter than beer. I think a seltzer here and there is not a bad way to offset some stuff. But, you know, vitamin T is the way to go, obviously. If I was going to this golf tournament, you know what I would do is I would call RJ or CK. I'd just try to get into a suite that has free beer. That would be my move. George is in Chantilly. George, can you explain this thing?
Hey, man, like, I'm listening to you as you're talking about it, and all I can think of is this. It's the target audience, like, at sports events, and then I'm thinking, like, Oklahoma. I'm like, who's going to these events? And, you know, guys, nobody's going to be like, oh, can I have a sex on the beach or blah, blah, blah. Yo, let me get that, you know, that Michelob Ultra. Let me get a Stella, whatever. It's quick, it's easy. And if you're already a little bit sauced, if you've had some pregame or whatever, it's the quickest, easiest thing. And they know they got you and they know you're going to pay for it because men love beer. It's not a whole lot of women out there, you know what I mean? So it's like, if we can just, the dudes are going to pay, especially when they're feeling nice, you know, and I think that's what it is, but I'm going to let you guys go with it.
Thank you, George.
Yes, sir.
So that theory was just that dudes will pay for booze when they're getting drunk, which is really pretty accurate. Ahmed texted in that a 25-ounce Michelob Ultra at the Super Bowl was $17. That's at the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. $17. At the PGA Championship in Tulsa, Oklahoma, it's $18. All right, last one on this. We got to get Sir Lugo on the phone. Gabe, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? This is, I can't take credit for this, but this is going back to like 2001. I remember this old men's health article. You know, it was like the top five things that men do, but it's kind of apropos in terms of what you're talking about. The art of having a flask for a man has been forgotten. You can get ones that aren't even metal, right? Take a flask, have it on the inside of your jacket or your pocket, and there you go. And the other thing is, like, always have a $50 bill. Even if you're broke, just always have a $50 bill in your wallet that you never spend. And I remember that from the article. But the flask works, man. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Gabe. Gabe suggests that the world needs more men carrying flasks around, which, hell, I'm not telling you you're wrong. Sometimes having a cool flask on you, you feel pretty sweet. And they do make plastic ones now, which are pretty easy. If you want to save the $20 a pop. But Gabe also is just walking around with a $50 bill in his pocket for no reason. So maybe he's just rich. And here's the problem with a flask, though, is unless you're just going to, like, sip whiskey neat, which it's probably going to be 100 degrees in Oklahoma, that's kind of a tough thing to pull off. Like, you still have to get, like, a Look at Landfill's just got a $50 bill in his pocket. Jeff, you got a $50 bill on you? Let's see if I got one.
Not a bill. I got it in my account.
Well, I'm glad you have. Oh, two out of three, Jeff. A lot of 50s sitting around here.
Yeah, I'm not keeping no cash on me.
Probably smart.
I'm straight.
From what I understand, not the worst idea as folks are. Oh, I got exciting news. Wednesday, we got boots on the ground in Oklahoma. Tress Way is going to come on for a PGA Championship preview of Southern Hills Golf Course. And we'll ask him why the beers are so damn expensive, too. Coming up next, Barry Sverluga. We'll ask him, too. Maybe he'll have an answer. More that isn't moonshine and flasks. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.